Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting third. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Boozer. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, John Boozer. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brock hits a line drive into left field. Covington picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Covington. Brock moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Demeter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Burkell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Rogers takes first base on ball four. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burkell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Covington is hit by the pitch. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Hubbs. The throw from Averill and he is out, Wine applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Boozer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Boozer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive towards first. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogers. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rogers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. 1 out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, With the score, the Cubs won, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Covington is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Covington bunts towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Ellsworth covering. Safe. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 1-ball-2-strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 1-ball-0-strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2-ball-2-strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs bunts towards the mound. Boozer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-ball-2-strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Taylor fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. John Boozer is at the plate with a count of 1-ball-0-strikes. Boozer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boozer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3-ball-2-strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs misplays the ball. That's an error on Hubbs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3-ball-2-strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Burpell fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Taylor moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 3-ball-2-strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Demeter moves to second. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 1-ball-2-strikes. Covington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Covington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3-ball-2-strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2-ball-2-strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hook, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hook is 0 for 2 in the game. Hook takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas pinch runs for Earl Averill. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards right. Brock fields it and throws to second to catch Rojas for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon pinch hits for John Boozer. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple now catching. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldschun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Demeter is 0 for 3 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez, who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Banks reaches second base with a double. Gonzalez throws the ball into Hook, who tags Banks trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Santo scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Covington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hook is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.